The National Ethanol Conference, I'm speaking with Bliss Baker, who is the Executive Director of the Global Renewable Fuels Alliance. And we just wrapped up the conference here with kind of a global perspective on the ethanol industry. And Bliss, I just wanted to ask you for get your impressions.
Well, these guys that were up there represent biofuels producers from all over the world. They have very, very strong views on a number of things, as you can tell from the discussion. Clearly divided on some issues, which is to be expected, but stand together on a number of things, and not to mention, not the least of which is expanding our market. And they stand in lockstep on that issue, and we have a lot in common on those in terms of growing the industry, supporting the industry, and taking market share from the oil industry.
Well, Global RFA is a relatively new organization. What countries are involved in it at this point?
Well, we have over 40 countries represented in the organization, Europeans, most of the European countries, Southern African countries, Australia, Argentina, the United States, Canada. Those are the groups that are involved.
And a lot of the discussion here came out of Brazil, which is not a member of the Global RFA yet. And the last prediction that was made was that UNICA would be a member by this time next year. Really, why are they a holdout, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's hard to say. I mean, we still work closely with them. We know them very well, as you know. They may have different views on directions to go internationally. They're very focused on their domestic market and domestic issues. So I don't think there's anything more sinister than that. I just don't think it's a platform that they want to take part in. That's all.
Well, what I just want to get your personal viewpoint at this. What you feel about the future of the biofuels industry right now?
Well, as you can tell by the last 2 days here, I think everybody's very upbeat and very positive about where things are going. The panel that we just finished, all of them are universally optimistic about where the industry is going. We have challenges ahead of us because we are up against some big issues as we move forward. The policy ground is constantly shifting on us depending on what country you're in. But universally optimistic in this industry, and a lot of the optimism is driven by things like $100 oil.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Thank you very much. That's Bliss Baker here at the National Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.